The Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana hasn't put on a show since early March. The theater, a converted train station, remains dark. But last month, a group of actors found another way to put on a show.
I told you, George. I'm your guardian angel.
Yeah, I know you told me that. What else are you?
This production of It's a Wonderful Life in the format of a radio play was performed in early April, with the cast appearing from their homes via Zoom. You can watch it at the Station Theater's Facebook page. It was director Ed Pierce's idea to restage online the play he had originally produced the regular way last December.
I think everyone was down that the various theater companies in town wouldn't be able to continue, and everyone was looking for a way to continue performing. And then we were able to put this together.
The Celebration Company at the Station Theater is an amateur organization with little debt. Over in the small town of Sullivan, it's a different situation for the nonprofit, professional Little Theater on the Square. They've canceled their summer season due to the coronavirus, which meant also canceling more than 100 seasonal jobs. And Executive Director John Stevens says the Little Theater still has to deal with expenses like the royalties owed for the shows they won't be producing.
So we hope that they'll work with us to move those shows to the future. You know, we have a general overhead here of what it costs a month, and with nothing coming in, that's really hard to face. So it's going to take a lot of our supporters to help to make things be able to stay in place.
At Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, the Theater Arts Department had to cancel stage productions too, and Department Chairman Nicholas Shaw says they also had to figure out very quickly how to teach theater classes online, bringing hands-on instruction to what is essentially a hands-off medium. Shaw says creativity and flexibility were key, such as with the class teaching actors how to prepare for auditioning.
And so the focus of the course switched from a more standard sort of slate, live audition focus to how do you handle a digital audition if that's indeed what the casting agent and the production are asking for. So that's a skill that they need anyway.
Back in Champaign-Urbana, a cast of preteens were brought together, virtually anyway, for The Show Must Go Online. Class Act, a local theater studio, produced the short musical comedy from a script quickly issued by a children's theater publisher for groups using video conferencing apps like Zoom. The production made its YouTube premiere May 5th with a cast of 20. Class Act owner Jacqueline Lowenstein says the show provided an important outlet for her students stuck at home.
These are kids who kind of thrive on theater, and they're very dedicated young performers. So to go for this stretch of time, however long it ends up being, without having an outlet like this, I think would be really hard for them.
School is closed, the theater too. What are the actors supposed to do? How can we go on with the show?
Lowenstein knows what it's like to lose a creative outlet. She was in rehearsals for the musical Falsettos for the Celebration Company at the Station Theater when the production was postponed due to the coronavirus outbreak. Adjusting to that, she says, definitely involved a grieving process. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Peace, peace.